This reflection is based on scripture readings from Wednesday of Holy Week 2023. It is titled, Judas, Necessary Villain. This is Holy Week, and we have a lot of scripture we'll be reading and listening to. Both the first reading from Isaiah 50 and the responsorial psalm from Psalm 69 seem to prophesy Jesus' suffering. I gave my back to those that beat me, and my face I did not shield from the buffets and spitting, Isaiah. And the psalm, for your sake I bear insult, and shame covers my face. They put gall in my food, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. But there is also hope and love for God expressed in these. Isaiah, the Lord God is my help. Psalm 69, I will praise the name of God in song, and I will glorify him with thanksgiving. Today's gospel is taken from Matthew 26, 14 through 25. In it, we hear about the Passover meal, according to Matthew. Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me. Woe to that man. It would be better for that man if he had never been born. There has been much speculation and research done about what really motivated Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus. But still there are no answers. If this was a crime happening today, we know that there are just a few motives that spur someone to kill. Money or greed, love or jealousy, and this is my favorite one, a savior complex. I'm sure that over the last 2,000 years, every motive would have been put forward and examined for Judas's betrayal. His heart could not have been pure if he harbored the capability to sell out a holy man from God. So Judas supposedly loved Jesus, but maybe he was jealous of him, or jealous because other disciples seemed to have more favor with Jesus. Then we have greed. Judas was the money handler, the treasurer. Some scripture says that he was stealing money from the purse. Maybe he saw himself as the hero of the Jews. The priestly hierarchy thought Jesus was subversive, and if he wasn't stopped, all the people would suffer at the hands of the Romans. In the end, none of those reasons matter. His betrayal was necessary. Jesus knew from the beginning of his ministry, or even earlier, who it was that would betray him. He still chose Judas to be part of their small group. Judas had the benefit of all Jesus' teachings and love. Yes, Jesus, knowing all that would happen, still gave Judas his love. Only God is capable of that kind of love. To look at Judas every day and not treat him differently than the others? I couldn't do that. We have to acknowledge that without Judas's betrayal, we may not have had the resurrection. And without the cross or resurrection, where would we be? Jesus was always in charge of his life and his death, and he will be in charge of our lives as long as we let him be. I want to end with a prayer a friend gave me just today. It seems to fit with our lives today. It is from St. Padre Pio of Petroclin. I know I didn't say that right. Padre Pio says, pray, hope, and don't worry. Anxiety doesn't help at all. Our merciful Lord will listen to your prayer. Amen. Blessings to you, all of you, in this wonderful Easter we're about to celebrate. Your sister in Christ, Kate Sanderson.